Thomas E. McKnight, Jr., continuing the dictation on Paul B. Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. The clinical indication is suspected seizure. Dear professional colleagues, Paul Griffin was seen today for neurological reevaluation following his recent diagnostic testing and therapeutic intervention showing abnormal diagnostic electroencephalograms completed November 14, 2024, showing multiple episodes of spike and polyspike and wave activity in the right frontotemporal focus spreading to the left, longest duration, ...15 seconds at 9:43 hours, 11:15, 2024. New paragraph. Following hospitalization with identification of sinusitis and antibiotic treatment with improvement and resolution, MR imaging of the brain completed at the HALO Imaging Center on July 24, 2024, showed evidence of scattered, deep, and periventricular T2 flare hyperintensities, nonspecific etiology. With no other unusual or abnormal findings. Subparagraph, the overall impression was no acute intracranial abnormality. New paragraph, laboratory testing completed October 19, 2024, showed absolute deficiencies of vitamin B3, vitamin B5, chromium, with findings of increased leukocyte esterase, trace of occult blood, leukocytes, and a few bacteria in the urine. The remainder of the comprehensive laboratory testing was normal. New paragraph. Cardio IQ lipid studies showed slight elevation of total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol of 150, non-HDL cholesterol 168, hemoglobin A1C was 5.3, no evidence of insulin resistance, no evidence of elevated hemoglobin A1C values. Thank you. There was no evidence of increased FIB-4 index. New paragraph. Paul was initiated on Keppra, 250 milligrams, one-half tablet BID. New paragraph. Since initiation of the anticonvulsant regimen, he has remained stable without any recurrent seizures or altered mental status. There's been no recurrence of his sinusitis. New paragraph. Today he returned for reevaluation and completion of his commercial driver's license DOT examination forms, which were filled out and submitted for him. New paragraph. A follow-up laboratory study of his Keppra levels has been requested. New paragraph. He's going to be seen for reevaluation with those results and any further recommendations that may be necessary. A new paragraph. I've discussed any further treatment if he should demonstrate any evidence of breakthrough epilepsy, which is unlikely since these findings are a consequence of having been exposed to COVID virus and most likely are responsive to the anticonvulsant regimen at these adjusted dosages on a long-term basis. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns.